Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always.
Awesome. So today we're taking a look at how AI is shaking things up in, the search world. We found this super interesting article from Tori AI. It's called ChatGPT Search, Revolutionizing How We Find Information.
Catchy title.
Right. And it basically makes you think about, you know, what if searching wasn't just typing keywords and getting a wall of links?
Yeah.
What if it was more like having a conversation?
Yeah.
Like actually talking to something that gets what you're looking for.
Sounds pretty futuristic.
Totally. And that's what ChatGPT Search is all about, apparently.
So, like, what is it exactly, ChatGPT Search?
Well, from what I gathered from the article, it's this new thing from OpenAI. They've basically combined, like, the smarts of ChatGPT with its ability to search in real time.
Real time. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, so it's not just pulling from some like static database. It's actually going out and getting the latest info right as you ask.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. Imagine you're trying to book a flight, right? And prices are, you know, all over the place.
Happens all the time.
I know.
Yeah.
So you could ask ChatGPT Search, what's the cheapest flight from New York to LA next week?
Okay.
And boom, it gives you the most up-to-date prices like right then and there. So you can snag that deal before it's gone.
Oh, that's handy.
Right. Or let's say you're, you know, following breaking news.
Right.
Or maybe checking stock prices.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see where you're going with this.
It's all about that immediacy.
Makes sense.
But it's not just about speed. The article really emphasizes this conversational aspect of ChatGPT search.
Okay. Tell me more.
So it uses something called natural language processing. Which, in simple terms, means it can understand how we actually talk.
Oh, cool.
So instead of just matching keywords, it's like actually figuring out what you mean.
That's pretty impressive. So it's like it's getting the intent, not just the words.
Exactly. Like, let's say you're researching electric cars, and you ask, what are the pros and cons of Tesla versus Rivian? ChatGPT search would get that you're comparing those two brands and not just, you know, throwing a bunch of random Tesla links at you.
It's like it understands the nuance.
Right. And that's a huge deal for anyone who's ever felt, you know, overwhelmed by a million search results.
Definitely. But before we all ditch Google.
Yes.
Who actually has access to this thing right now?
Good question. The article mentioned ChatGPT Plus and team subscribers. So those folks are getting in early.
What about like regular people?
Well, there is a wait list for their search GPT. And they're planning to roll it out to like businesses and schools soon, too.
I see.
But the good news is, even if you're on the free version, you can expect access in like a few months.
Oh, that's not too bad. So it's coming.
It's coming. But, you know, the big question everyone's asking is,
yeah,
is this the end of Google? Is ChatGPT search going to like dethrone the king?
That's a tough one. I mean, it's probably too early to say for sure. But ChatGPT search is definitely, you know, making waves. Some people think it could be a real contender because, like we were saying, it focuses on understanding what you actually want, not just matching keywords.
Yeah.
And that could be really appealing to people who find, you know, traditional search results kind of overwhelming.
It's like comparing a personal shopper to a giant department store.
I like that.
One helps you find exactly what you need. The other is just like a million options and good luck figuring it out.
And ChatGPT search is going for that more personalized experience.
Exactly. It's not just trying to do what Google does, but faster or with more bells and whistles. It's like a whole different approach.
Interesting. It could really change how we, you know, even think about searching.
Right. And speaking of changing things up, the article also talks about this focus on source transparency.
Source transparency.
Yeah. So ChatGPT search actually shows you where it's getting its answers from. It gives you the source links.
Oh, wow. So you can actually check if it's legit.
Exactly. Especially in the, you know, today's world where there's so much misinformation flying around.
Right.
This lets you see if the information is coming from, like, credible sources. So you can be more confident in what you're reading.
That's a big deal. Almost like a built-in fact checker.
Yeah. And I think that's super important, especially online.
Definitely. Trust is a big thing, especially when it comes to, like, AI.
Totally. Yeah. So it seems like they're trying to build that trust right into the system.
Makes sense. But, you know, there are still some questions. Like, how do we know the information is actually accurate? It's pulling from all this real-time data, but things change so quickly.
Right. That's a valid point. And it's something that even OpenAI acknowledges. They're very upfront about the fact that ChatGPT search, like any AI, is still learning and evolving.
So it's not perfect.
Not yet. But they're constantly working on it. And that's where user feedback comes in, I think.
Oh, interesting. So they want people to report any errors or weird stuff they find.
Exactly. It's all about making the system better over time.
I see. It's like a collaboration between the people who built it and the people who use it.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of cool, actually. Shows they're committed to getting it right. But another question that comes to mind is privacy.
Privacy. Yeah, good point.
Like when we're having these, back and forth searches with ChatGPT search, is it like storing all of our personal info?
I'd want to know that too.
Right. So what OpenAI says is that they do collect some user data, but it's all like anonymized, so it's not tied to your name or anything.
Okay.
And they say it's only used to, improve how ChatGPT search works. And they're very clear about following their privacy policy.
Well, that's good to hear. Sounds like they're trying to balance, personalization with keeping our information private.
Yeah, it's a tricky balance for sure. But it's something we should all be thinking about as AI gets, more and more integrated into our lives.
Totally. It's a big conversation the whole tech world is having right now.
Absolutely. And speaking of big conversations, this whole topic makes me wonder about, like, the job market.
The job market.
Yeah, I mean, some people are worried that these, AI-powered search tools will replace human researchers and analysts.
I can see why people might be concerned.
Right. It's natural to be a little uneasy when things change like this, especially when it comes to our livelihoods.
Absolutely. But honestly, I think it's more likely that AI will augment what humans can do, not replace us entirely.
So it's not about like humans versus machines.
No, I don't think so. It's more about humans and machines, working together.
Okay, I like that.
Imagine researchers and analysts being able to use tools like ChatGPT search to handle all those tedious tasks
Yeah.
that would free them up to focus on more strategic stuff, more creative stuff, the things
Yeah.
that really require, human insight.
It's like having an AI assistant that does all the heavy lifting.
Exactly. So we can focus on the things that really matter.
That's a pretty cool vision. But of course, we have to remember that any powerful technology can be misused.
Right. It's like that saying, with great power.
Comes great responsibility. We've seen it happen with other tech, and AI is no exception.
Absolutely. So we have to be careful. It's not enough to just create powerful AI tools. We have to think about the consequences.
And build in safeguards, right? Make sure they're used ethically.
Exactly.
So we've talked about the exciting possibilities, but also some of the challenges. It feels like we're at a real turning point with AI, and ChatGPT search is like right at the center of it all.
It really is. And as we move on to the next part of our discussion, I want to bring it back to something we talked about earlier.
Okay.
This idea of AI as a tool that empowers us, not something that replaces us.
Right. It's not just about getting information faster, it's about what we do with it.
Exactly. And I think that's where the real power of ChatGPT search and AI in general lies, in helping us understand and apply information in ways that, make a difference.
So as we head into the final part of our deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with a question to think about.
Okay, I like this.
How do you see AI shaping not just how we find information, but how we learn, how we grow, and how we evolve, both as individuals and as, a society?
That's a great question. One we'll be exploring more deeply after the break.
We'll be right back. It really does feel like a step in the right direction.
Yeah, towards a more responsible way to use information online.
Right. And that whole idea of trust, it makes me think, okay, how can we be sure that the information we're getting from ChatGPT search is actually, reliable?
Right.
I mean, it's pulling from all this real-time data, but things can change so fast.
That's true. And it's definitely a valid concern. And it's actually something that OpenAI acknowledges.
They do.
Yeah, they're very open about the fact that ChatGPT search, just like any AI system, is still, under development.
So it's not perfect. Not
It
yet, but it's getting better.
is. Yeah, it's constantly learning and improving.
So is that where user feedback comes in?
Absolutely. They actually encourage people to report any issues or inaccuracies that they find.
Oh, so they want to hear about it if something's wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Because that feedback helps them, refine the system.
Makes it more accurate. So
Exactly.
it's like this collaborative thing
Right.
between the developers and the users.
Yeah, I like that.
It's kind of cool, actually.
It is. It shows that they're not just throwing this technology out there and then forgetting about it.
Yeah.
They actually care about making it, as reliable and trustworthy as possible.
Okay, so accuracy is one thing, but what about privacy?
Oh, Yeah, good point.
When we're, having these back and forth searches with ChatGPT search, is it like storing all our personal information?
Yeah, that's a question a lot of people have.
For sure.
And what OpenAI says is that yes, they do collect some user data,
Okay.
but they say it's anonymized.
Okay, so it's not like tied to your name or anything.
Right, and they say it's used to improve, the performance of ChatGPT search.
Okay.
And they're very clear about adhering to their privacy policy.
So it sounds like they're trying to find that balance, right?
Yeah.
Between making it personalized,
Yeah.
but also keeping our information private.
Exactly.
Which makes sense,
Yeah.
but it's definitely something to be, to be aware of
Oh, for sure, for sure.
as we use these tools.
Yeah, it's a conversation that that the whole tech industry is having right now.
Right.
As AI becomes more, integrated into our lives, we have to think about how to protect user data
Right.
while still, allowing these technologies to evolve.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, it is.
This whole topic actually makes me think about the potential impact on the job market.
The job market.
Yeah, like I know some people are worried that these AI-powered search tools will end up, replacing human researchers and analysts.
That's a natural concern.
Right.
Change can be unsettling,
Yeah.
especially when it comes to our livelihoods.
Especially our jobs.
Yeah, exactly. But honestly, I think it's more likely that AI will, augment human capabilities rather than replacing them entirely.
So it's not about humans versus
No,
machines.
not at all.
It's more about humans and machines working together.
Exactly. Think about it, like researchers and analysts, if they could use tools like ChatGPT search to handle all those tedious tasks, that would free up their time
Yeah.
to focus on the more, the strategic stuff, the creative stuff.
Right, the stuff that actually requires that human touch.
Exactly. The things that, really require human insight and expertise.
It's like having an AI assistant to do all the grunt work so
Right.
we can focus on the big picture.
Yeah, that's a pretty compelling vision.
It is. And it really speaks to that potential, right? Of AI to like enhance our capabilities
Yeah.
and create new opportunities.
Absolutely. But of course, we have to acknowledge that with any powerful technology, there's always potential for misuse.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It's like that saying, with great power.
It comes great responsibility.
Right. We've seen that play out with, other technologies,
Yeah.
and AI is no exception.
Absolutely. It's not enough to just, create these powerful AI tools.
Right.
We also have to think about, the consequences.
The ethic
Exactly, and build in
to
safeguards.
make sure it's used responsibly.
Exactly.
So we've talked about the exciting possibilities, but also some of the challenges and things to consider.
Right.
It really does feel like we're at a turning point with AI.
Yeah.
And ChatGPT search is like a big part of that whole conversation.
Yeah, it really is. It is.
And as we, well, I guess as we keep talking about it, I want to kind of bring it back to what you were saying earlier
Okay.
about this idea of AI as a tool that empowers us,
Right.
not a tool that replaces us.
Exactly.
It's not just about finding information faster,
No.
it's about what we do with it.
That's the key. That's the key. And
Yeah.
I think that's where the real power of ChatGPT search and really AI in general lies,
Yeah.
in helping us understand
Yeah.
and apply information in a way that, in a way that makes a difference.
So as we kind of wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with a question.
Ooh, I like this.
How do you see AI shaping not just how we find information, but how we learn, how we grow, how we evolve, both as individuals and as a society?
Wow, that's a powerful question.
Something to think about.
It is, and it's a conversation that will definitely continue to unfold,
For sure.
and one that we will be diving into a little bit deeper as we continue our deep dive today.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, let's do it.
We're back, ready to wrap up our deep dive into the world of AI search.
Yeah, feels like we've just, scratched the surface.
Right. There's so much to talk about with this, but you really hit on something before when you said it's not just about finding information faster, it's what we do with it. That's what's really changing with ChatGPT search, with all this AI stuff. It's how we learn, how we grow, even how we evolve.
It really is. Think about it. For years, we've been trained to use search engines in this one very specific way. You type in keywords, you sift through like pages of results, you try to piece together information from all these different places. You're like a digital detective, constantly hunting for clues.
And it can be so exhausting. I can't tell you how many times I've gone down these internet rabbit holes,
right,
just trying to find that one little piece of information.
Exactly. But with these AI-powered tools, like ChatGPT search, it's different. That whole process is changing. We're not just passively gathering information anymore. It's more like an active dialogue with the digital world.
So it's less about hunting and gathering. It's more about, like, having an actual conversation.
Exactly. And that shift, that has huge implications for everything. How we learn, how we make decisions, even like how we form our beliefs.
Wow.
We're moving from like information overload to information empowerment. You know what I mean?
Information empowerment. I like that. Because it's not just about having access to more information.
Right.
It's about having the tools to actually understand it, use it.
Exactly. And that's the real potential here. ChatGPT search isn't just a tool for finding answers. It's a tool for thinking. It helps you analyze information, synthesize it, make connections you might not have seen before.
It's like having a thinking partner.
Yeah.
Like an AI-powered thinking partner.
Yeah.
To guide you through all this digital complexity.
I like that. But just like with any partner, it takes both sides to make it work, right?
Oh, for sure.
You can't just sit back and accept everything an AI tells us. We have to think critically.
Develop those critical thinking skills.
Exactly. Learn to separate fact from fiction. Be active in this new information landscape. Be curious. Be skeptical. Be willing to challenge the information you're given, even if it comes from an AI.
It goes back to that responsibility thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
ChatGPT search is a powerful tool, but it's up to us to use it wisely.
Couldn't agree more. So to wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with this thought. The future of search, it's not something that's just going to happen to us. It's something we're creating together.
That's a great point. So to everyone listening, as you explore the world of AI search, remember to be curious, be critical, and be mindful of the impact this technology has, not just on your own thinking, but on the world around you. And with that, we'll wrap up this episode of The Deep Dive.
Until next time.
Keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.